The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Astro.
All right. Yeah.
We can tell Robbie's out.
Yeah. Immediately. Stunt season for Robbie. Beast is out today. He's ass kissing with some suits. There's some big meeting off site today. Nobody will tell us where it is. All we know is there's a view and probably free food, so he's out of here today.
I hope there's a meeting where one person, I won't mention any names, could possibly get his check.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Man.
I gotta be the repo man every 2 weeks.
I know, man. This place turns into like, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like when you go into like an old Western and just like the town to be abandoned.
Right. Like nobody's here.
Leroy's coming.
And you know what's worse? Like, because we do radio, can we honestly say we know when holidays are?
No.
Like, I forgot everything is closed.
Yep.
And so that's why nobody's here. Or some people.
Right.
Some radio people, it don't matter.
Yeah, Veterans Day used to be like a national holiday, didn't it?
Why, it is.
Why is my wife's at school today? The kids are at school in
Palm
Beach.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No, they're not. My daughter doesn't have school.
In Palm Beach, they do.
No, they don't.
Must
you better go
it.
Check. You better get a PI to go check.
Yeah, what do you
I'm
mean?
Telling your wife is.
No, nah, trust me. I would have known.
She got a secret life.
No, because I already called her at lunch. I called her at lunch today.
Yeah.
You think she's running around town on me?
Hey.
Damn.
I think they're going
to
be sending.
What a way to find out.
They're going to send pictures of them. They ran up to Disney or something.
That's definitely a way to honor veterans. Cheat on me with one.
No, but I'm just, like, it's not a. I thought it was banks aren't open.
Yo, you're right. Banks aren't open, but I could. Yeah, like I thought it was a school thing. Like my daughter's definitely in school today.
My daughter has no school.
Interesting. Yeah, yeah. Must be a Palm Beach doesn't care about the veterans. Clearly, bastards. Anyway, we got it. I guess we get to headlines because this weekend sucked.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right. Well, here's what went down this weekend, Leroy.
I know what went down.
So, Steve, did you do headlines or you just want to hang? Nah, he just wants to hang. All right.
Not prepared. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I didn't know. We didn't communicate that. The Miami Dolphins lost to the Green Bay Packers, which is terrible. And they're going to be off all week, basically, because they don't have any bodies. They just keep dropping like flies, the Dolphins. Jakeem Grant went out with an Achilles injury. Devontae Parker went out with a shoulder injury. Bobby McCain was knocked out of the game with a blindside hit. Oh, my God.
That was terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, look, when I played, they had a segment on ESPN for those plays. You got jacked up.
Yep.
Now, it ain't so cool.
No. Although, I have a weird thing with that because, like, I'm watching UFC this weekend. And, like, did you see that knockout I sent you? The up elbow?
Dude.
Crazy, right? He deaded him.
My God.
He deaded him.
But wait.
He was winning that fight.
No. I got more questions about the eye.
Oh, you're talking about on DAZN. Yeah, that random dude who had the Quasimodo
dude,
eye.
He had so much swelling in his eye, like, oh, it was terrible.
Yeah, man, but that didn't like this knockout that I saw. Like, it's arguably one of the best knockouts of all time. And not only that, this is dude's face. He just got completely blowed up. And this guy Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez. El Pantera, and this fight was so good. It was one of the best fights of the year.
Really?
But Korean Zombie was winning on the scorecards. He was winning. And so all that was needed in this situation was for him to just stay away a little bit. But he got goaded in because they get to this situation and he's like, they kind of are throwing down a little bit. And there's, Leroy, 2 seconds left in this fight. And he up-elbows him and just knocks him out, flats him. Watch this. Boom. Hits him with the elbow up as he's coming in.
Now.
It was so well done.
Hey, I will tell you right now, right? Under no circumstances in my world would I have seen that coming.
No, nobody did.
No chance.
No, no way.
An up elbow? There's a name for that?
No, there's not a name for it because nobody ever pulls it off. We're just like, up elbow. What do you call it?
Look.
It's like a street fighter.
He is night-night.
Night-night.
I mean, holy smokes.
Yeah.
He's out.
It was such a good fight. Best sports moment of the weekend.
So Korean Zombie got Apollo'd, basically.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes. And Korean Zombie, you know by his nickname, he usually could take any shot because he's Korean Zombie.
Oh, no, no, no.
But that's kind of like when you cut the zombie's head off. That's what happened to him. Crazy.
I'm telling you, that was creepy.
Yeah, I just retweeted if you guys want to check it out, @Brendan_Tobin, if you guys want to see it on Twitter. I'll retweet it @7@theticket as well, but it was bad, man. So the Hurricanes, they also lost. They lost to Georgia Tech. This is 4 straight losses for the Canes. Nicosi Perry played. He's all right.
They're not any good, man. They're not any good. Here's what they can do. There's not one thing that the Hurricanes can do on a consistent basis. Not one thing. Not one thing when you say, "What you're the Miami Hurricanes, what do you got?"
They're consistently bad on special teams.
Oh, my God. They're so bad on special
and,
teams.
And don't look. Man, nobody cares about the kicker till you don't have one. It's the most.
It's like the biggest afterthought.
Right. Like nobody thinks about it. It's like the long snapper or a shot. How about the guy that's. Oh my God. Football was so bad.
I know.
I mean, the guy that. Was it Aswan? No, who snapped it over the quarterback's head?
Is it Lawson? Swanson.
Yes.
Swanson is their center now.
Oh, like, really? I mean, it's just.
But that's the thing, man. We looked at that offensive line the Dolphins put out there. They didn't have their backup guard. They didn't have their two tackles.
Right.
They had their backup center in there.
But here's the thing I say about just fans in general. And especially when, you know, you have these people who say, oh, just play the young guy and let's get him experience. Robert Smith used to tell me, what do you call a guy that's bad that has more experience?
I don't know.
Still bad. You don't always get better.
We always
make that assumption as fans.
That's Robert's big saying.
Yeah. He's like, if you sucked 1 year and you get more experience, guess what you're gonna be the next? More experienced bad player. That being said, it was just
atrocious.
They don't do anything like I
don't remember going into Canes games thinking like this is hopeless. It felt like that's how it feels going into these games. It's a really the thing that's rough about it is, man, they're so undisciplined too. Like on top of not being that good, they also make a lot of dumb mistakes.
I will say this about defense. The one thing I notice about the defense now, as opposed to last year, there's no energy. Like when I mean 1,000 guys to the ball, somebody trying to rip it out, batting the guy, like that defense, that attitude kind of trickled through the whole team, just how they were going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, there's like nothing. It's like they're out of gas.
Yeah.
There's nothing. There's nobody on that team.
There's no margin for error. Like, you go into these games and you know.
You're not getting any turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not playing, like, look.
Well, I know this drives you nuts, but this is one of the things with the quarterback situation that I found frustrating. Even with, you know, both guys maybe not being that good. The one thing you could say is, all right, if you're going to go young, the one thing you'd want with a young guy is to at least let him play a little bit free. Let him know that his mistakes aren't going to be punished by him getting taken out of the game. So it's kind of like if one thing's unsettled like that, I feel like it takes over the whole team.
But you understand that sport is played like that. Like, that's the rules. The rules are if you don't perform, it's the coach's job to put somebody in that is.
But you always say quarterback's different. Like, quarterback's different.
It can be if you have proven that you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But understand, to get that type of leeway, You have to be excellent in practice, excellent in the meeting room.
Mm-hmm.
You have to show the coach that you are worth the investment and worth going through the growing pains. And from what we've all heard about N'Kosi Perry, like, yeah, he's got a great arm. He doesn't know where to throw it. He can't check off it. If you send a play in, you have to call that play and can't change it. It hamstrings the other 10 guys on the field.
Yeah, but at least I feel like he goes into this week and there's something to build off of there. At
what?
Least.
Like, here's what there's to build off of. If you're a quarterback and you play in an offense that has checks and you have to get people in the right mm-hmm. positions as far as plays, protections, or whatever. If you can do that, but you might not be reading the defense as well or looking in the right places, you can work with that. But when you hamstring the whole offense to where he can't even send in a couple of plays in because you don't know which play to be in, it hamstrings everybody. Now, Malik Rozier was so bad that they tried it with N'Kosi Perry. You understand you're going with a football play and the defense is moving around.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't going to sit in the defense you want them to be in.
I know.
You have to have the ability to adjust, whether it's protections, whether it's plays, whether it's whatever. That's what the game plan is. If you put somebody in there that can't do that, you are hamstringing your team.
We'll get back into the Canes in just a second, and this just came across the wire. The Philadelphia 76ers have announced that they have officially traded for Jimmy Butler. By the way, the Heat lost both games this weekend. And they play the Sixers tonight. Hey!
At least the...
Please drop 30, J-Rich.
The Panthers won.
Panthers did win. They've won four in a row. Swell. Awesome Panthers.
Still in last place.
Yeah, but it's a long season. It's a long season.
Four games in hand.
We'll roll on.
What the hell does that mean?
Well, four games in hand means you haven't played as many games, you know, because they've been traveling to Finland.
Oh, so you play four less games than everybody else?
Yes.
But that means you can also lose four more games.
It's possible, but you haven't yet.
In hand, I thought in hand meant you have four more and you've already won.
No.
It means you have.
But you also have the ability to win those games. So it's not equal.
We're having this conversation because they haven't won a lot of games. So you just say having four games in hand,
cats
like they just go win those games.
Listen, cats are rolling right now. You don't come into BB&T and beat the Cats or in Finland and beat the Cats.
Remember, they also get points if they take at least overtime. So
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Almost wins. Almost win points. That's the Panthers.
All right.
We'll be back after this. Monday on the ticket is the Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind, a full NFL and college football recap all day long. Coconut Creek Hyundai Monday Rewind is brought to you by Coconut Creek Hyundai, South Florida's largest volume Hyundai dealer in the heart of Coconut Creek. It's also sponsored by FNBC. FNBC can help you sell your business. Visit themainman.com. Should be an interesting night tonight at the Heat's house. Really, really tough weekend for Miami. Had a really good performance, I thought, against Indiana, who I think is the best team I've seen the Heat play so far this year. I was very, very impressed by them. Smothering defense, which I think played in part to how much the Heat melted down in that second half, because I thought it was very tough the Heat finding baskets early in that game. And then late, they put the clamps on them, and Victor Oladipo was great late in that game. But what happened Saturday night against the Wizards is as unexcusable as it gets. And I know that team has talent, but they are melting down. They are melting down. And to let them come into your place and get that win, it just shows you the yo-yo effect this team has, because we're sitting here after the Spurs victory. We're all feeling very great. That is a Spurs team that is playing very well. You know that they're well coached. You were able to step up, have your best defensive performance of the season against them. And then you get in here against two teams, and you play good against Indiana. I don't think that the Heat played poorly. You certainly had a train wreck ending to that game. And then against the Wizards, I mean, you come up, you have that performance like you had with Wayne Ellington early in that game where he's shooting the lights out. You knew the eventual comeback to earth moment was happening for the team's offense. But, man, the turnovers are just getting so frustrating. On top of that, you have on the same day that Jimmy Butler is traded. So there's a lot of Heat fans pissed because they're sitting here saying, that's all you got? Because that's all they got. after all the bantering about we've done, it felt like we all looked around there like, man, we were right. The Timberwolves had no leverage. They got a garbage deal for him, and the Heat couldn't top that. They didn't top that. All the breakdowns and trades, all the talks that happened, everything that they went back and forth of, the alleged mother bleep you, Tom Thibodeau's that went back and forth. I mean, they got Covington, Saric, and a second-round pick.
But here's the thing. When you have those bitter back and forths, it's almost like petty. You can't go back to them, right? So, like, the way the Heat and the Timberwolves went at it,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it was pretty annoying. Everybody thought the deal was done or what have you. Once that falls through, you can't go back to the Heat and do a trade. Did you think that, like, I'm not giving them the satisfaction of being able to get us for a trade? So then they just ended up taking whatever. Which, if that is the case, Thibodeau's got to go, right? Because his job is
to
get the best deal the best players.
Yeah, his bluff seemed like it failed big time. And I know that he wasn't in a very... I know that he was in a tough position because...
He wanted to keep him.
He in his mind gave up a lot for him last year, and he doesn't want to end up in the situation where he is trading Jimmy Butler and knows it's going to end up making his team worse. Because
is it?
Well, he was the guy that made that team good last year.
Right.
He really was.
Right.
I mean, look, Karl-Anthony Towns, super talented. Andrew Wiggins, nobody said it better than Steven Jackson. He's the Tin Man. No heart.
Sherman.
No heart. Sherman. Soft.
They all, like, man, it's like that. It's just that age.
Mm-hmm.
It's that age where, you know, you've been great your whole life. So there's no adversity that you've ever had to fight through. And when you get some serious adversity, whether it's with another individual on your team or just in a game, you don't know how to fight through it.
But here's the question that comes with this, Leroy. Obviously, now there's going to be a tremendous amount, more pressure than there was even with the talks. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on Josh Richardson because they kept him. They didn't want to go back to the table. They said, you know what, bleep this. We dangled him out there for a take it or leave it, allegedly, and you guys didn't bite on it. But they didn't. They wanted to stick with him as their guy once the season got going, and he has played well. There's been some very, very boneheaded plays, as there typically is for a guy like Jay Rich, which is very inexplicable because he is a smart dude. I don't understand this. But some of the things that he comes up with, it's almost like he gets bit by the Chalmers bug. I don't understand it. But that being said, there's going to be a lot of pressure. And if you were to look at their numbers comparably in their careers, you could say Jay Rich and Jimmy Butler are on a very, very similar trajectory. So I think the question really has to be on him this year. Like, all right, this is real. What are you going to do with the keys to the kingdom? Because this is really your year now.
Give him, like, this doesn't happen overnight. Like, okay, they're great players that come in early. But don't they usually say you don't really take that next big stride until 27? In that, whatever I said, it's like 27. So, because we need Jay Rich to be there now, let's not do this.
No, but
you got it, especially you. Don't just have patience for the guys you like.
I'm fine with it because here's the thing. Do we really want Jimmy Butler, or do we just want something new?
No, we like, wanted something new.
Do we want something relevant?
We got Jimmy Butler.
Because that when I come out of this, it's like, I got to the point in these Jimmy Butler talks where, I threw on the captain's hat, I had the pipe, I had the harpoon. I understand I'm part guilty in this, all right? I'm sorry, Heat Nation. However, once Tom Thibodeau started being a bastard about this...
It's a challenge.
Now I'm just like, you know what, man? You're not dangling Anthony Davis in my face, all right? It's Jimmy Butler. Let's not get crazy. Let's not act like we this isn't Kawhi. Kawhi, take my roster, except for Bam. Take my roster. Whatever you want, he's Kawhi Leonard. And you can clearly see with what the Toronto Raptors are doing, that's next level stuff. So, I just think with this, all right, let's say you would have traded for Jimmy Butler. Look at the East as it is now. Everybody says, Philadelphia, they add him with Joel Embiid, and Ben Simmons, two perennial all-stars you would think for the next years to come. Are they the favorites? Maybe. I mean, maybe. Are they better than Toronto? They seem like they're humming. Greek Freak looks like he's turned to Eastern Conference Anthony Davis.
Jeez.
He's
without the shooting, but he doesn't need it.
No, he doesn't need it. I mean, he takes two steps, he dunks on your face. Like he's out of nowhere. He's crazy. Yes. So, are you better than them? Are you better than Boston? I think that's debatable. I think you could probably put the argument. I mean, if you're really looking at how Boston's playing this season, and you were to look talent for talent, who'd you really want? I think the only guy you'd say you definitely maybe want A1 on that team is probably Jason Tatum. And then you have to look at it like this. Okay, let's put it in this fantasy world. If you would have traded for Jimmy Butler, let's put the fantasy scenario on the table. Let's say the rumors that he and Kyrie wanted to play together were true. And the Heat got wind of that and they started making moves, whatever it had to take, put assets away to clear up the cap space, whatever. That duo, though better than what you got now.
Is it
competing in the East?
You know why? Because you're always going to have to cover up for a guy who doesn't play defense. And if you're a team that's built on defense, I don't care who you bring in, he better be willing to play Miami Heat defense. And that's the way you have to approach it. Now, here's the problem I have with all of this, is that I think people heard Jimmy Butler without really understanding who Jimmy Butler was. Jimmy Butler is basically one of five guys you have on the roster. So if you sign Jimmy Butler, you're still in the same spot. You don't have enough of the other guys, the other positions. You still don't have a ball handler. You have guys who can handle the ball, but I mean a ball handler like Kyrie. That doesn't necessarily hog it. That is going to give you some assist. So I think here's what we're doing. I hate to say it. Here's what we're doing. It's like the hot girl that you go talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she tells you to scram.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk away and say, she was ugly anyway. Right?
You're just
that's,
fine.
That's kind of what we're doing, that's Jimmy Butler, yeah, right?
I did that with Gordon Hayward.
Right, because, yeah, you did it to Gordon Hayward.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you don't want to be, he's not about that culture.
Right. Right, of course.
And he's got weak ankles.
That's what we do. Let's be honest. That's what we're doing. We're doing that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, in all fairness, with what you have on this Heat team and who you would have to get rid of, would Jimmy Butler make your team that much better?
I mean, it's
for $40 million.
It's tough to know. It's tough to know.
For $35 million.
Is it going to take you from a 45-win team or a 46-win team to a 56-win team?
No.
I don't think so.
Is it going to take you from 46 to a 50?
Maybe.
See? No. If I'm signing a guy that I'm going to pay $35-40 million, it needs to be definitive.
I agree.
It needs to be game-changing. Because you're giving up some of your youth for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying it would have been or wouldn't have been a good mix, a good fix, but let's not start trashing Jay Rich because we didn't get Jimmy Butler. And understand that Jay Rich is 25. Jay Rich is 25. None of these guys until they're 26, 27, right there, really get it going. That's the rule, right? Isn't that the rule in basketball?
I think especially if you're looked upon as a guy who's developing. Like, obviously, there's the true blue guys who are, like, they're next level guys.
Okay, look at Jimmy Butler.
But Jimmy Butler wasn't that guy.
How long did it take him?
Took him about this age.
Right. So, in effect, believe it or not, you kind of got Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is about what Jimmy Butler was when he was
this age.
Jay Rich's
very
age.
Comparable.
So let's back off of this a little bit and just move on. How about we get healthy?
Yes.
How about every team in Florida get healthy? They're dropping like flies in Davie.
It's terrible.
Right?
Dude, it's terrible.
Well, like, what kind of workout regimen do they have the way they're dropping?
No, what are you, Bill Parcells?
What do you mean?
That was Bill Parcells' thing. Like, if you lift weights, you don't get hurt.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, what type of practicing are they doing to where they're driving. A lot of times, coach run you into the ground. You don't have nothing for Sunday. That, no?
Nah, I don't think that's happening.
No? No?
You think Adam Gase is having them run gassers?
No, not just practice.
Nah.
I don't know. You know, some coaches are angry coaches.
Let me tell you.
It's like when you don't perform well, they work it out of you.
I think Brock Osweiler could use all the Oklahoma drills you can give him, especially after not catching snaps. How do you not catch a snap? You're 6'8".
But he throws from his waist.
I don't understand.
So maybe he can't reach that high.
He defies logic. His body defies logic.
He does.
And I find him frustrating. After these
you wait! You think you're the only one that finds Brock Osweiler frustrating?
You know, what do you think we do? Touchdowns. You got to get touchdowns. No bleep. Hey, how about you don't miss Devontae Parker by a mile? Sports down here. My God.
Why you're killing the mood, man.
Hey, man. It's not my fault. It's their fault. All of you.
So you're saying the South Florida teams have killed your sports mojo.
FIU Panthers, Florida Panthers. They're cool. The rest of you, bad weekend.
Wait, are we not going to UCF?
Nah, it's too far north.
24 in a row? No.
Although they're getting game day this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
That is cool. We'll be back after this. Miami nice, Miami mean, switch it up. Miami rock. It's coming up soon, guys. The Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford, November 30th through December 2nd. You got Panic at the Disco, Sublime with Rome, a reunion of the Jackson, Sheila E., and more. If you want to catch sports that weekend, we got the Yuengling Twin Peaks Ultimate Sports Lodge showing college and NFL football all weekend. Tickets are on sale now at theticketmiami.com. It's sponsored by Twin Peaks. Each drinks and scenic views. Also by Nova Southeastern University. Don't just graduate, dominate. And also brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE. The Riptide Music Festival, powered by Ford. Get your tickets and more info at theticketmiami.com. Tobin and Leroy here with you. No Beast today. He is out. Robbie is out. Stunt Steve is running things on the other side. It was a terrible weekend for South Florida sports. The Dolphins lose to the Packers. They're now 5-5 going into the bye week. Apparently, Adam Gase has given them the whole week off to recover because he ain't got no bodies. You got Chad Johnson offering his services on Twitter. I like Chad Johnson. He's a good follow. He's a good Miami sports fan.
How fast do you think a guy who at top speed ran a 4.6 is now that he's 40?
Oh, not good. And you obviously couldn't bring him in here anyway because he had one of the great falls of all time. Remember his Dolphins career played out on Hard Knocks. Yeah. Remember, like, he came here, he had this press conference where he was like saying, like, yeah, if this doesn't work out, I'm gonna go be a porn star. They had to like talk to him because he cursed too much, just swore way too much. He's getting Chad Ochocinco. Was kind of like a little bit of rub back then. Like, Chad Ochocinco was a star, even though he wasn't good, but he was a star. And then he had a whole incident with his I don't know if it was his girlfriend or whatnot, or what the hell went on, but Joe Philbin like had to sit him down. And you know Joe Philbin. Like, it's his first season. It's playing out on television. It's not going well. He's Joe Philbin. And so, yeah, this is, I don't think they could bring him back. But what are we talking about here? Chad Johnson? Give that Leonte Carew a shot. Like, see what he can do out there. I don't know. I mean, look, if we're in a situation where Jakeem Grant's Achilles injury is really bad, you've lost your two most dynamic receivers. I guess Kenny Stills is still there. You know Devontae Parker got hurt, so he's out for at least 4 to 6 weeks.
I mean, we got another 4 to 6?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what his injury is, but I know if he gets injured in a game, 4 to 6 weeks. We're not going to see him.
Now, here's my question. We see what's going on with all these injuries on the Dolphins.
Yep.
Right? At the end of the year, are we going to still complain that Gase can't turn it around?
Well, I do think
sometimes you're snake bit, man.
That's true.
And the way the Dolphins started and who they started with, those guys are all gone.
I think there are still things you could look at with this, with the coach, and say that.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you can't criticize some of the things that he has done since he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the way the games have started, the way he started and the way the team looked, the first three games before half the team dropped off like flies, at the end of the year, we're not going to care And that's what I tell you all the time. When you say, throw the young guy in, let's have him, let's see what he has. Fans don't care about that. Fans want to win.
I don't think that's true.
What?
I think there's a lot of fans that are upset that Kenyon Drake is not getting the rub and okay. Frank Gore is the top running back.
Here, let me explain something to you, and I can't explain it anymore. Second and seven.
Hey, man. Hey.
I'm telling you why.
What good is second?
I'm telling you why.
What good is second and seven when Brock Osweiler is just going to screw it up anyway?
I'm telling you why. Because, okay, if you think Brock Osweiler is going to screw it up, then put him in second and 11.
He's going to screw it up if it's second and one.
If I make you a coach, all right, you are more inclined to use a guy that will always get you positive yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's not a thing whether he likes one running back over another.
I get it. But look, you know I'm not the biggest Drake fan. I kind of got like a thing because, you know, he replaced my dude. So... But he was the guy who led the league in rushing the last 5 weeks of the season and was top running back after yards after contact last year.
Oh,
why does he disappear? It's like
because that was last year.
Afterthought.
Because that was last year, and you have a guy
with Cutler.
The only thing you want your running back to do is not lose yards. Okay. Now Barry Sanders was famous for that.
Mm-hmm.
But he could also rush for 200 yards. You could eat that.
Yeah, but here's...
Okay, but there's... I'm telling you, coaches all over the league, when their running back starts running back and forth, are looking at their running back coach going, what are we doing?
Tell me if Frank Gore wasn't physically ready, that Kenyon Drake, here would be the Dolphins move, because this always happens under Gase. Once he's back into a corner and has to play somebody injury-wise, that skill player normally goes off. You know, like Devontae Parker this year when they had nobody... And he had his agent have all the tiff. And then the next game, career high in receptions.
Agreed.
You know what's going to happen.
Agreed.
Jay, I'm going to go with Arian Foster. Okay, bleep you. Oh, really bleep me? You're benched for the Seahawks. Hey, Jay, I need you week six. What's going to happen here? 200 yards. Kenyon Drake. Listen, Frank Gore, he can't play anymore. Oh, he can't play anymore? Yeah, guess what? 170 yards. That's what would happen.
Again. Not saying that what you're saying is not accurate, but one of the reasons why Gore plays more than Drake is because when you give him the ball, you're never going to be in second and 11.
I know.
And when you have a quarterback, okay, that...
It's terrible.
I won't go Blake Bortles terrible.
It's close.
No. When you have that kind of quarterback... You don't want to put him in situations where you have to actually use his services, which most feel is not there. I'm telling, look, you can believe what you want. I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why, because unless your running back is a Hall of Famer, don't go in the game losing yards.
I get you. But here's the thing. I get frustrated with Adam being in this position. He always, and I know that you say this is a thing that coaches do, but he is like my son with the comfort blanket. Like my son will always go to sleep with the baseball blanket, even though the Miami Heat blanket's a way better blanket. And so he'll go with guys he knows, Osweiler, Gore, Cutler, Julius Thomas, and he'll always goes with those guys over the guys who may have a higher ceiling. And I know Frank Gore's going to the Hall of Fame, and quite frankly, outside of Albert Wilson, you could probably argue he's their second best player, which is crazy. It's crazy. But
I wouldn't say, I would say he is probably the most dependable player, which you have to have. You have to have.
But what
they
is
don't
it?
Have any. Name me another guy on that team you can depend on.
But what does it say? That's kind of the point. Like, what does it say that at this point in his coaching tenure, we've gotten to the point where we've developed nobody that could be more dependable than 35-year-old Frank Gore?
You had a good team the first 3 weeks of the season. Everybody got hurt.
3 weeks. Anybody can have a good 3 weeks.
Really?
Anybody. Remember McDaniels? He was skipping, clicking his heels. Oh, boy. I just beat the Patriots. And then it all fell apart
Wait,
for him.
Why does Belichick always lose to his former coaches?
I don't know. I think he does it to make him feel good. They got stomped, though. Crazy.
They got stomped.
They got Stop.
They got stopped. I knew.
That was such a great line by Deion Lewis, too.
But they would just try whatever they wanted. Flea flick. Oh, no. That's not how you throw the ball to your quarterback.
That's my favorite thing.
This is how we do it.
Because he's so embarrassing.
Tom Brady caught a pass and tackled himself on the same play. It's unbelievable.
Turf monster.
Dude, wait. You know, he clipped his heels like Daisy. His feet. Here's the problem, right? Shame on the coach for calling a play that requires a 40-year-old quarterback to run a pass route.
Do you think he chews out McDaniels? Like, can you stop doing that? Or you think Brady goes into the house like, yeah, we got this.
No, no, no. I think Bill looked down at him and said, you know he's 41, right?
Is that how it's going to end for Tom Brady? Like, they're going to keep doing this.
Somebody's going to light him up.
It's going to be torn Achilles.
Somebody's going to light him up.
That's crazy.
You know, hey, have you ever seen the defense run to the ball so quick? He just fell. Like, all he had to do was stay on his feet. He would have got the first. Oh, yep, look, they're showing it right on now. TV.
And then they're like, we'll show you how it's done. Because they just like to mock Tom Brady.
Yes.
It's insane. How about the Saints, man? It's ridiculous.
Oh, my goodness. Let me explain something to you. There's one of six guys at any point in time on that offense could just go off. You don't know. Wait, I thought Kamara was the starter.
I know.
But my man came in and got, 130 yards, yep. Two touchdowns? Like, yeah.
Is it crazy that, like, Dez Bryant's injury almost made it like they weren't able to do the old look-ahead game? Because then they were honoring him. They're like,
yes,
this game's for Dez.
He was there for
two minutes. What? It was beautiful, though. Good for them. Good team.
So, if you want to know why.
Dez get a ring?
Wow. If you want to know why Drake doesn't play as much and Frank Gore does, besides maybe it could be, you know, blocking and stuff like that. Let me tell you, blocking sucks as a running back.
I'd imagine.
Because you're basically taking a blow of a 240, 250-pound guy, unless you're playing the Dolphins, then it's Kiko, 230, right? But normally...
Or Jerome Baker,
right. I mean, that's work. But I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why. Second and seven, second and six. Every time you give Frank Gore the ball, he gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Next thing you know, second and five. Second and six.
I don't know, man.
He might break one. He might not take it to the house, but he'll get you a 20, 30-yard run.
I guess.
That's what you want from your running back.
You, like, this team was Mr. Trick Play.
You had Mr. Trick Play players. They're all hurt.
Nah. Kenyon Drake is Trick Play.
You think you could just do that with anybody?
They love putting Kenyon Drake out wide. Like, let him go do stuff. He can do cool stuff.
I wish we could create a scenario where you could be a coach.
Remember,
for a day.
Amendola had a hose. Remember, he could do things.
Let me tell you. Anytime the wide receiver gets the ball, everybody on defense yells, watch the pass. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. That is an accurate assessment.
Get your headlines next.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.